Welcome to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the NJGHS. I like that. And Brian, of course, our tech guru and producer, is here. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
So, do anything fun? Well, we went to Terror Behind the Walls last week. That was fun.
Yes, it was, especially Zorbas.
Mm-hmm. No, oh, I had to bring home extra Dolomitas. Well, you know me. That's just... Love those things. Oh, God, I know. And I'm not supposed to have nuts because of migraines, but you know what? Every now and then you just got to do the play and pay thing, and baklava is one of those play and pay things.
Well, I'm glad I have no allergies.
I know. So, October is just around the corner. Here it is, September 28th, and I've got so much stuff going on. It's unbelievable.
And we're going to have a busy day tomorrow.
I know. We've got Dina's heading up that investigation in Hunterdon County. You and I are heading down to Perth Amboy, I believe.
Yeah, it's a drive for me.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to come out, it's easier to come to my place first and have something to eat or hang out and rest a little bit, and then I can drive back from there down. Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, it'd probably be easier for me to head straight down there because I can hit 78 right by me, and I can hit 78 right to the parkway.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you want to get 78 to 287.
Either way.
Yeah. You wouldn't get to, you'd get on 287 first, and that would take you right into where we're going. Anyway, so we're going to do the meeting announcements. Now, I should point out to you people, you don't have to be a member of the NJGHS to attend one of our monthly meetings. We have three of them because we have three divisions throughout the state. So they're free and open to the public to attend. If you have any, like, suspicious pictures or audio recordings, bring them with you. We will review them during the Share and Scare segment of the meeting. All meetings start at 7 p.m. and end at 8:30 p.m. Okay. So first meeting for the month of October is October 3rd. That is our Central Jersey Division, headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish, and that's in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. And then we have the Northwest Division, that's headed up by team leader Dina Chirico, and that's on October 16th, and that's in the Community Center, which is located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. It's in the Blue Room. And then the Northeast Division is on October 25th, and that's headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann. And that's in the Bogota Recreation Center, which is located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. And that's October 25th. That's getting close to the big Halloween day. And that week, I've looked at my calendar. I am already booked every night that week for a presentation.
Jesus.
Yep. I have... Well, here, I'll go over the list. The list is Paranormal Investigating, Capturing Ghost Pictures and Voices. It's going to be a ramped up, you know, I always update the presentation. It's going to be ramped up for this Halloween season. And this is where I'll be giving it. September 30th, Burlington County Library in West Hampton, New Jersey. October 16th, Washington Women's Club, but it's located in the Presbyterian Church Fellowship Hall on Church Street in Washington, New Jersey, which is off of Belvedere Avenue. And that's Washington and Warren County. And that's October 16th at 7:30 p.m. The September 30th one is 2 p.m. Then October 18th at 7 p.m. in the Sarahville Public Library. October 22nd at 7 p.m. This is the week where I'm slammed. October 22nd, 7 p.m., Matawan Aberdeen Library in Matawan. October 24th. And actually, I think there is one that came in on the 23rd. I just haven't had a chance to update this list. So I know I have this whole week booked because I know I have the 24th. Is at 7 p.m. in the Washington Township Public Library. That's Morris County. It's in Long Valley. The 25th is going to be Brookdale Community College. And I think that's not really a public thing. It's just for the people on campus. It's one of those college things they're doing. And then October 26th is open to the public. It's Cranford Public Library at 8 p.m. That's located at 224 Walnut Ave in Cranford. Again, you can look at the presentation page of the NJGHS.net website, and you'll see the whole list of the dates, times, and phone numbers of these various places so you can get directions, and you can show up. And if you'd like one of these presentations for your civic organization or whatever, if you're a local library, you'd like to bring the presentation there, just give me a call. My e-voice is 908-325-0140, or you can email me, Laura, L-A-U-R-A-H, at njghs.net. And I just asked for $100 honorarium for time and travel. And that's it, you know, and you get the full-blown presentation run off the laptop. I bring my speakers so you get to hear what the ghosts sound like when I was on New Jersey 101.5. You get to see the various pictures, so, and you basically get a good ghost hunting 101, you know, from the presentation. So it's been very well received. I have, last year I averaged between 95 and 100 people at each library showing up.
Nice.
One of the libraries had actually exceeded their capacity for fire codes, so they had to, like, bring me back a second time, which was really cool, you know, so they could fit the other people in. So, yeah, so give that a thought. Of course, I want to remind everybody, and people are signing up. I'm very happy. I think this is going to be a totally rocking party. It's the NJGHS 500. This is our celebratory bash to celebrate 500 members.
It just sounds like a race.
Well, that's
NJGHS 500.
That's why I thought it was so cool, because, yeah, they'd have like a Daytona 500. I thought, we're the NJGHS 500. So it's Saturday, November 17th from 7 to 11 p.m. It's in the Sparta Ambulance Squad building, which is 14 Sparta Ave in Sparta, New Jersey. And it's $25 per person. The PayPal link is on our homepage. You can go there and register. And be prepared to party. We're going to have the catering by yours truly here. And a decent equipped bar to make your drinks and so forth. And the Johnny Peso Band will be playing. So you can check them out at peso.homestead.com. And you can also look at their page, their MySpace page from the NJGHS. If you go to MySpace/NJGHS, you'll see the Ghost Chick page. And in the Friends, you'll see the Johnny Peso link. So check them out. You can definitely dress however you're comfortable. If you want to get dressed up, do it. Business casual, do it. Jeans, sneakers, t-shirt, an NJGHS t-shirt would be even better. So, you know, feel free. Hey, you know, that's what we should do. We should have everybody show up in their NJGHS logoed gear. That'd be so cool. We should get a really good group shot of that.
Yeah, but the only problem is a lot of people probably don't have t-shirts.
Yeah. Well, that's if they were sending in, anyway, winning the contests and stuff, they'd get their t-shirts. And you can always buy them at the monthly meetings. They're $10 a shirt. It's not like rocket science to get a shirt. Or you can just send me a check for $10 and say, Laura, send me this size shirt and I will send it to you. Okay? All right. So that said, we're going to take a quick break.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, I'm Scott L. of Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio, and you're listening to Deadline Podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Okay, it's time for Parashare. Now, I guess I mentioned in last week's show we have the new deal for Parashares. If you're not a member of the NJGHS and you send in your paranormal story or experience, you will qualify for membership in the NJGHS. So come on, send in your Parashares. That's a $20 value for your email, so you can send them to thedeadline@njghs.net.
But what if they are a member?
If they are a member, then they just get the customary smile and a handshake and kudos that we read their story on the show.
Okay.
You know? But you know what we haven't done in a while? We used to offer people that if their story totally rocked, we would invite them to actually come to the studio and read it themselves on the show, and they would get to be here with us. Then they'd get to hear all our sick offline commercials, you know, I mean, conversations. But that's when we were doing our studio was in Parsippany, but now we're here in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? If anybody out there lives close to Easton and has an awesome story, email it. And if we think it is pretty awesome, then we'll give you the opportunity. Just mention
your
email.
Even if it's semi-awesome, we'll probably bring you anyway.
Yeah. And, you know, so, oh, and bear that in mind. If it's the first time you're sending in a parashare, or even if it's your fifth or sixth time, make myself laugh. But you're not a member. When you send in your parashare, make sure you mention, here's my name and address and how I want it to appear on my certificate, because I'll verify that you're not a member and you've sent in a parashare, and I will create your membership for you, and I will send you the beautiful certificate with my signature on it authorizing that you are now an official member of New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. You'll get your little card that you can carry in your wallet for cemetery investigations and so forth. And okay?
My card's a little rough looking.
I know. They're wearing out. But no, I gave you the one that was laminated, right?
No.
I guess it's still at home. every so often I'm cleaning and I come across, I'm like, yeah, next time I see Brian, I got to give him this.
Let me see. Hold on. I got my wallet right here. Let me see. Where is it? Somewhere in here.
Oh, wow. That's when we did the old Gothic font. Jeez. P.O. Box 574 in Chatham. Oh, my God.
That's how long.
That's a long time ago.
Number 100.
Yep. And now we're closing in on 500. Woo! Okay, so back to parashare. Now, this nice person sent us a parashare.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Okay. Says, okay, Laura and Brian, I don't want you to have to go one more week without hearing a parashare when I have one. I generally don't get on the computer much outside of work, but I really want to share my story. It all started when my mom, who was recently divorced at the time, had little money and wanted to purchase a fixer-upper to save the cost of an expensive home. The house is located in Roseville, Michigan. Most of the houses are older homes and are in need of repair. My mom practically gutted the home and started from the ground up, doing a little at a time. Since I lived a few hours away in college, I hadn't seen it or visited it for almost 7 months after she moved in. When I did come home, I brought my infant son, Jared, and we immediately set up shop in the spare bedroom. We went to bed about 9:30 p.m. The house was quiet as my mom had retired to her own room after helping me settle in. My son was in a crib across the room, and I laid in bed feeling glad to be home and fell promptly asleep. Sometime later, around 1 a.m., I woke up feeling cold and spooked. It took me a moment to grasp the concept that I wasn't alone in the room. Above my head, I noticed what appeared to be a dark shadow or figure. It seemed to be focused on me intently, and I laid there in disbelief. It hovered a bit, keeping real still as if I wouldn't notice it so close to me. Quickly, I pulled the covers up and waited for it to leave. And when it did, I didn't say out loud. I'm sorry. And when it didn't... Oh, she wanted it to leave. And when it didn't, she said out loud, "Please go. You're scaring me and I'm trying to sleep." With that, the room cleared. The thickness seemed to leave the room. After a few moments of brushing it off, I fell asleep again. The next day, I awoke and went to talk to my mom. We chit-chatted, and I told her what I experienced in the house. I didn't want to freak her out, but I couldn't keep it to myself. She looked at me and, with a knowing, went into detail about how she had seen apparitions herself. She described a young girl in the hallway and an older, gruff gentleman. We are both pretty open-minded, so we figured they didn't mean any harm. Later, I moved home for a while, and we experienced everything from cupboards opening, things moving, stereos and TVs coming on and off. The CD player in my room would selectively pick a CD in the machine, rotate, and play. We'd see shadows that would walk by and hear bumps and thumps. We had an electrician and various other folks come in to try and figure it out. We are open-minded and know what we have seen and heard. But we had to explore the conventional methods of repair and eliminate the obvious reasons for these strange manifestations. Good doing. Very good. 9 years later, we still have these things happening, though less frequently. I have believed in the presence of spirits or ghosts and the unexplained since I was a little girl. But that night in that room was my awakening, and I will never be the same again. My eyes have seen something I can't explain. Thanks for listening. Angela from Warren, Michigan. And then she put, love you guys. Isn't that cute? Well, we love you too. Thank you so much. That was an awesome.
Very nice. Very
awesome
nice.
Story. I like the fact that they were very diligent in ruling out all the conventional things. Very good. And we have another short one here, another parashare. And this says, "Hi, I'm taking a chance sending you this email because I have some questions about some things that I have seen in the past. These remain without answers, and I took a chance to find out if you can answer them for me. When I was about 6 years old, almost every night I was seeing two moving black shadows on my closet door. One had a Joker hat on." I guess she means like one of those, like jester. A court jester hat, yeah. "It had a Joker hat on, and the other one had a high hat."
Charlie Adams was there.
Oh, yeah. "The Joker seemed to always laugh and shaking his head from side to side, and the other one seemed to be talking to the other one, and he had this kind of stick that a magician has in his hand. It was like a wand."
Charlie Adams.
Yeah. "One time I wanted to find out what they really were, so I got up and I went towards the window. I looked behind the blinds to see if it was coming from outside, and nothing was going on outside. Everything was pitch dark. I went back to bed and hid under the covers because I was scared. When I looked back, they were gone. I went under the covers again and looked back, and again they reappeared. I've seen those shadows for like 2 or 3 months at almost every night. I tried to talk about it with my parents, but they don't believe me. They always say that it was my imagination. I know there's a meaning to it, but I don't know it because I'm not a professional in those kinds of things. I've been living with this for 26 years, so it's time for me to find out what this means. I hope it's nothing bad. Anyway, I just hope that you will be able to help me. If you can't, if you really know someone that can help me, please show me this. Please show them this email because I would really like to know what this means." Which we're reading it on a show now, so that's the same as showing it via email, but a lot faster. And she says, "Trust me, this is not a joke. I'm really serious about it. Hope to get an answer from you soon. Thanks in advance, Natalie." Well, Natalie, I did write back to you, and I sent you an email letting you know that I think what it sounds like you may have been experiencing is what they call shadow people. And I told you to Google that and get that there's a lot of good sites out there with some key information on shadow people, and I think that may give you some insight into what you've been experiencing, so give that a shot. If you have any other questions, make sure you email, you know, the deadline at NJGHS, or you can email me directly, laurah@njghs.net, and we'll look into it further for you.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
Start making plans now to join us for the paranormal event of 2007.
The Halloween Spooktacular, October 27th at the Haunted Lincoln Theater in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor, author of 50 of the best-known books on haunted history, not to mention the Ghost Hunter's Guidebook.
Meet the rock and roll ghost hunter Keith Age from Sci-Fi Channel Spooked and Del Kazmarek, president of the renowned Ghost Research Society.
Join in the discussion with Rosemary Ellen Guiley and psychic detective Ken Berg.
Meet Becky Ray and Laura Moon, host of Darker Side of the Moon Radio. And of course, there's us.
The Ghost Man and Demon Hunter, live from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter show.
If that's not enough, folks, there's a free tour of the Greenwood Cemetery and a big screen viewing of the 1932 classic movie, The Old Dark House.
There's even a haunted Decatur tour and a late night hunt of the Lincoln Theater itself, sold on a first come, first served basis.
Seating is limited, folks. Make reservations now at www.prairieghost.com. facebook.com/halloween.html or by calling 888-446-7859. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express accepted.
It's not just spooky.
It's spooktacular!
Okay, it's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what is the religious faith of demonologists Ed and Lorraine Warren, of course, the late Ed Warren? And the answer is Roman Catholic. You know, even though they were raised Roman Catholic and that was their faith, they were able to accommodate all kinds of denominations depending on the houses and stuff that they were called in to help out with. So they were very, very adept, very gifted people, and we miss Ed. Okay. So this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of very challenging. Now, in 1979, a certain vampire creature made his debut in a children's book. This particular pet would sleep all day and at midnight raid the refrigerator and suck the vegetables white, leaving his two fang markings on them. Eventually, the pet was taken to the vets and put on a diet of liquid carrot juice, which ended his nightly veggie attacks. However, the family cat, who was aware of this animal's true vampire identity, had to be sent to the cat psychiatrist. What is the name of this pet who was adopted by the brothers Toby and Pete? Be the first person to email the correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win the new NJGHS black t-shirt. Okay. So there you go. And you have to email it to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net. Don't email it to me or to Brian or the deadline.
Yeah, look, I get a lot of emails.
God, with all the accounts I have to manage, it's amazing. I must do like 600 emails a day, but it's okay. It's cool. Yeah, it's cool. So anything to add, Brian?
No.
No? Okay. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up then. I want to remind everyone to stay tuned to the njghs.net website to get all the latest and greatest info, and you can sign up for our Yahoo groups, which the link is right there on the homepage. It's free to sign up. It gives you any warnings of cancellations of investigations due to inclement weather, or if we have sometimes we put out the call that we have an investigation that needs a team, and so if you're on the Yahoo groups, you will get that email blast that lets you know to give me a shout and make it onto the team. All right? And our cemetery hunts will be winding down. I think we have our last one, and it's the first Friday in October, which is the 5th, which is also the weekend that ChillerCon kicks in. So, and then that's it. We move into the holidays and stuff, but it's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's all good. All right, so let's thank you all, and thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
Our team leaders, as always, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Chirico, and Laura Lindemann. Thanks to Don Slepian, this wonderful composer of DonSlepian.com, for our theme song, Dance of the Dead. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, sending in your para shares, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.